ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 14th ब्रह्मास प्रेयर्स टू लॉर्ड कृष्णा टेक्स्ट 48। अध्यानेन महाव्यालो यशोदानन्दसूनुना हतो विता वयं चास्मा इति बाला व्रजे जगु। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पल by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: as the cowherd boys reached the village of Vraja, they sang, "Today Krishna saved us by killing a great serpent." Some of the boys describe Krishna as the son of Yashoda and others as the son of Nanda Maharaj. Purport: actually, Lord Krishna had killed the demon Aghasur 1 year earlier. But the boys, bewildered by the mystic potency of Brahma for 1 year, did not notice the time passing and thus thought that on that very day, Lord Krishna had killed the demon Aghasur and was now returning home with them. Here Srila Shukadeva Goswami is continuing to explain that how these cowherd boys, when they reach the village of Vraja, they were singing the glories of Lord Krishna. And he is saying that, they are saying that today Krishna saved us by killing a great serpent. Today, they thought that it's the same day this Lord Krishna killed that serpent, Aghasur. But which had happened 1 year earlier. And some of the boys describing Krishna as the son of Yashoda and others as son of Nanda Maharaj. So this is the mood of Vrindavan or spiritual world, where everything is spiritual, everything is of its transcendental nature which cannot be comprehended by our material intelligence. And Brahmaji also, he praises in Brahma Sanhita, Shriya Kanta Kanta Parama Purusha Kalpatarav Dhruma Chintamani Ganamai Toyam Amritam. Is explaining that the land of Vrindavan or the spiritual world Goloka is made up of transcendental jains, Chintamani. Every speck of dust of Vrindavan is Chintamani, which can fulfill all our desires. Toyam amrutam. The water is amrut, nectar. Katha ganam. Every word is a song. There is nothing like prose, like sentences, but whatever the inhabitants of Goloka spiritual world, when they are speaking, it is a poetry. Everything is in the form of a song. So here also, when these children, covered boys, they're reaching the village of Braj, Vrindavan, they are singing that today Krishna saved us by killing a great serpent. So it appeared to them under the mystic potency of Brahma that the same day Lord Krishna had killed Agasura. That's how this pastime has taken place, and we have been discussing since so many months what is the mystic potency of the Lord which bewilders even great demigods like Lord Brahma, Indra, even sometimes Lord Shiva gets bewildered. And these coward boys, they are always under the mystic potency of Lord Krishna, under Yoga Maya. So one may think that how they were under the mystic potency of Brahma. Yesterday, Madan Gopapu was very nicely explaining the Yoga Maya potency, what is the internal potency, how it covers. And even in the spiritual world, one may forget his position, because there is no awe and reverence amongst the coward friends, those who have attained that state of being friend with Lord Krishna. They do not feel that he is the Supreme Lord. And that is all under the Yoga Maya potency. And here it is explained that they were bewildered by the mystic potency of Brahma for 1 year. So it may appear that they were under the spell of illusory energy of this material world. But of course, this is a very, very special pastime Lord Krishna performed. And nothing happens without the sanction of the Supreme Lord. And therefore, we can understand that this was all under the internal potency of the Lord. Everything. It may appear that the external potency of Brahmaji is covering these children. They were stolen, they were hidden in the caves. But how the internal potency of the Supreme Lord acts on everyone? That is wonderfully seen here. And these children are singing that Krishna killed this serpent the same day. And they are now thinking that they are returning home on that very same day. And they are describing Krishna as the son of Yashoda, and others are describing son of Nanda Maharaj. So this is one year how it passed, they also did not realize, because they were completely under the spell. And Lord Krishna had expanded himself during that time. as cowherd boys. And when Brahmaji returned back after his one moment, he saw that everything is happening the same way as it was happening a year before. And sometimes we may think that in 1 year things change. Even in this material world, we see that so many changes take place within 1 year. In fact, within a day also, there are a lot of changes taking place. But especially if we think that what was happening exactly 1 year before, at this very place, we may just think that we may have to dredge our memory and think that who was giving Bhagavatam class and were the different devotees sitting here. We may have to go a little back and try to recollect things. But still we may not come to that perfection. We may make mistakes. And it doesn't happen that something is exactly the same after 1 year. It's very rare. I mean, it is absolutely impossible chance, even in this mortal world, that 1 year before, same devotees are sitting in the same positions, in the same postures, hearing the same Bhagavatam class. It is very, very impossible chance, right? Even in the material world, everything is transient. Everything is in its constant flux. Everything is changing. Even all our activities, our thinking sometimes change 1 year before what we are thinking. Our visions, our ideas may change. And even yesterday, Madan Gopal Guru was explaining that how even within our body, one cell, what are the activities happening in this one cell, cannot be conceived, cannot be understood. There are more activities happening than all the activities happening in the whole city of Mumbai. So many things are happening. So even at our bodily level, even at the cellular level, things are changing. Nothing is stagnant. But here we can understand the great potency of the Supreme Lord, that how He made everything perfect. Everything was just the same. There was nothing change. Nothing, not a slightest change had happened. So that is the special power of the Supreme Lord. Only Supreme person can do such thing. That is not possible for an ordinary living entity. Even for Lord Brahma, who may be the supreme person in the material world, in the sense that he had given such a power to create all living entities. He's a secondary creator. It's a very, very highly elevated post where he was given the charge of creating so many varieties of species, 84 lakh species of life. He was given in charge. And even we try to understand one species, it's very, very difficult. We cannot understand that how human species or animal species have been created. And how we perceive the things, even in this material world. How our eyes see, our ears hear, our tongue taste, or the nose smells. It may appear that that there are at the atomic level, kindly switch off the mobile, whoever is having mobiles. It may appear at the molecular level that there are just atoms or molecules interacting with the senses, knowledge acquiring senses, and how that is decoded in our brain as a sense of sight, that this is what we see. In fact, if we go on the deeper level, it is not the eyes that are seeing. Eyes are just the instrument. But that, whatever those particles fall on our retina, they are particularly electric shocking wave is created, which is registered in the brain behind. Maybe those who are having medical field, they know better. But that's how we acquire knowledge, even in this material world. Even the sense of hearing, in fact, all the knowledge acquiring senses, we receive the knowledge in that way. And still, even for the material scientist, it is very, very inconceivable that who is the exact person who is observing all these activities, or who is the seer? Is our eyes, they see, or whatever knowledge has been registered in the brain behind, that is the place where we actually perceive the vision. Who is the exact seer is very, very difficult even for the material scientist. Sometimes they may come to particular conclusions in their material way, but without the knowledge of the soul, it is not, it cannot be understood. It cannot be understood. Because as long as the soul is there, we have all the powers of seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling. Here Brahmaji he created all these species. He gave all that knowledge acquiring senses and all the systems he thought about. And he has been empowered by the Supreme Lord. Because without the sanction of the Supreme Lord, nobody can do anything. Nothing creative can happen without the sanction of the Supreme Lord. All those who have been great people in this material world, they have created big, big things in this material world. How they have acquired this knowledge? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Matta Smritir Jnanam Aponam Cha, that from me comes the knowledge, remembrance and forgetfulness. So this knowledge of creation, Brahma is the creator. he acquired this knowledge ultimately from the Supreme Lord. And it is explained that all these our senses and all the activities which we perform can happen by the sanction of various demigods. If we do not have sufficient credits or pious activities, then we cannot lift our hand. If those credits of lifting hand is exhausted, then our hands can become powerless. In fact, all other senses can become completely powerless if we do not have a sufficient amount of karma or the pious activities. And that all has been sanctioned by various demigods, those who control the various parts of our body. This is a very, very inconceivable for a modern scientist or modern people to comprehend. But without going deeper into the subject of spiritual science, one cannot understand. Because spirituality is a great science. It is a perfect science. Material scientists, they just negate that there is Supreme God behind all this. And because they avoid or they block that aspect within their consciousness, so therefore they are completely unaware of what is happening, or they remain in complete ignorance. But if they accept that there is a possibility that there is a God, then the complete another dimension of reality will open. And then they will understand that all these which has been created in this material world cannot come by chance. All these planets which are floating in the space, which are perfectly revolving, and even the various seasons which are happening, they are perfectly controlled by the Supreme Lord. Nothing happens by chance. Now we are experiencing extreme cold, and especially in the northern India there is cold wave. How it is happening actually? Because of certain reasons. There is particular, it is explained that even the earth, it moves little behind everything from its normal position, then everything will freeze. Or it moves little few inches towards the sun, then everything will be burned to ashes. So this, how so precise these things have been created. Those who have got this knowledge or the faith in the scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatita and Srimad Bhagavatam, for them it is not difficult to accept these facts. But those who do not have faith, for them it's very, very difficult. For them it is just a chance theory. And here we can see that these children, they were singing the glories of the Supreme Lord. And Srimad Bhagavatam goes quite behind. Many, many thousands and millions of years before what had happened, it is explaining that. And we can understand that in the previous ages, very, very advanced civilizations were existing. They were having much superior powers, memory, knowledge, then the higher values of morality and extrasensory perceptions. They could even travel interplanetary. That was the power they were given. And they could travel from one planet to another planet. That was possible. They had such great powers. Even Brahma is here explained that he has his own abode, Brahma Loka, which is a part of Satya Loka. From there he comes to this earthly planetary system, within the same body, without using any kind of rockets, or he doesn't have to worry about that, spending millions of dollars or and on different planets there is different time span. Time span is different on different planets. And even the at the bodily level, there are different bodies. They have got different bodies. So how it is possible that a person from another planet can come to this planet and interact with the people of this planet? From one aspect, from today's point of view, it's very difficult to understand. We may have some vague idea of aliens coming to this planet, and but they can't see. Nobody is able to see them. Because we don't have those powers. We can't interact. In fact, some place in South Africa, they still believe that their ancestors came from one planet which is very, very far distant from Earth. Maybe a few light years. And they have some kind of traditional dance, or where they put particular type of mask and then dance. So they believe that their ancestors were from another planet. And here from Srimad Bhagavatam we can understand that this was very common affair, or very, very common activity. Even we will read later that how Krishna and Arjuna, they went to the abode of Mahavishnu. In the same body, in the same chariot, by using. So that kind of powers people earlier had. But as Kali Yuga has come, all these powers have been reduced. It is explained that Shukadeva Goswami will later explain in the 12th canto that Tatascha Anudinam Dharmam Satyam Shaucham Shamadaya Kalena Balina Rajan Nangshanti Ayu Bala Smriti. He's explaining that what is happening in Kali Yuga is that Tatascha Anudinam, that after every day of Kali Yuga, Satyam Shaucham Kshamadaya, that is, these are the various virtues people earlier had, Satyam, truthfulness, Shaucham, cleanliness, Kshama, forgiveness, Daya, compassion. These good qualities will reduce. Anudinam, every day. So we can see that how these, because of lack of these qualities, crime rates are increasing. If you see the statistics of any country, every year the crime rates are increasing. Stealing is a very, very insignificant sin. Oh, Brahma is stealing the cows or cowherd boys. That's very, very insignificant. Stealing. Just somebody stole some cows or some animal. That's very, very insignificant in today's world. They are performing so many sinful activities and with so much of violence. That is very, very difficult to understand, that how a person can do such a thing. That when he is a small child, he is very innocent. But as he grows, he comes in his teens and he can do such a violent activity. That's very, very difficult to understand. And recently, the very famous case, what is happening in India, which has shaken the complete nation, that is very, very shocking, in fact, that a person who is a minor, under 18, he can do such a horrible act. So that shows that the effect of Kali Yuga is so powerful that all these good qualities, Satyam, Shaucham, Kshama, Daya, they're reducing. And therefore it is very, very important that how we give this message, because in Kali Yuga there is only one good quality left, and that is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Kale dosha nide rajan asti eka mahan guna kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sanga param prachet. That Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. But there is only one good quality, the chanting of the holy name. Somebody takes up the chanting process, then there is hope. And of course, for chanting also, there are different rules. How to chant properly, in the proper attitude, in the proper consciousness. So when we perform these activities to purify our consciousness, then we will start seeing everything clearly. Otherwise, the effect of this Kali Yuga is so powerful that it is blinding our vision. Our vision is getting blinded by this mode of ignorance, which is so powerful in this age of Kali. Because even there are contaminations at the subtler level. The gross contamination is there, but even on the subtler level it is explained that one gets affected by the thoughts or by the desires and consciousness of people around. People are having wrong type of consciousness or having negative thoughts, even within their minds, depressed. So that kind of atmosphere, if somebody is in, still that is going to affect our consciousness. So there are contaminations even on the subtler level. The Kali Yuga is so powerful actually. So therefore it is very difficult to see what is clear, what is good and what is bad. And even somebody may try to do good activities. People doubt such person, that how somebody can be so good. It is very, very difficult. People have lost that type of discrimination. They think that somebody is doing good, that means there is some problem. That why is good so good? So even people, it has gone to such an extent that it's very, very difficult for a good person to live in this material world. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj says that this place is not for a sane gentleman. This is the effect of Kali. And sometime before, when ISKCON Sannyasi had come here, and he was given one example that how Yudhishthir Maharaj, and discussion between Yudhishthir Maharaj and Bhima, that some people came to Bhima to ask certain clarifications, and Bhima could not answer, and he sent them to Yudhishthir Maharaj to give the proper answers. So one person comes and he asks that, I see that people are having fence around their fields, and I'm seeing that this fence is eating the field. So when Bhima was asked this type of question, he could not answer. He told that you go to Yudhishthir Maharaj, he will answer. Then another person comes and there were many examples, but I just remember two or three. So next person comes and he tells that, I saw one person, he was drawing water out of well. He removed one bucket of water and he put in five different pots, small pots. And when he again put back that water in the bucket, the water was less. How was that? How the water was less? It should be same. But the water is less. Then the third person comes to Bhima and he asks that, I saw that one person was putting an elephant in the eye of the needle and it went through, but it still got stuck. How is that? That elephant can pass through an eye of a needle and the small tail, it is stuck. So Bhima could not answer this question. He tells that, I can't answer, I'm spinning. So when Yudhishthir Maharaj, he hears these people, then he's a very wise person. He answers everything perfectly. He tells that the fence is eating the fields. That means those who are supposed to protect, they'll become aggressors or they will attack people. Rakshak will become bhakshak. Those are supposed to protect. They are supposed to protect people. Security people, sometimes they commit crimes. How is that possible? They're supposed to protect people, but sometimes they are found committing very, very heinous activities. So that is the position. Then he told that second, that he, how this water was less. So he told that a person may have 3-4 children and he may spend so much for them, he will raise them and spend so much of money, but in return he will not get anything. They will not stay with him. They will leave as soon as he becomes old. Everyone will leave. So he doesn't get proper in returns. So that was the second answer given. Then the third, that how this elephant is passing through and the tail is getting stuck. So he explains that in Kali Yuga, the corruption will be at such a high level. Those who are doing big, big crimes, they will easily pass through. Nobody will be able to catch them. But somebody does a small crime, pickpocketing or something here, there, he'll be caught and it will be in the newspaper headlines, and that's a problem of Kali Yuga. That one small incident which has shaken the entire country here in India, it has become so much, media is going on still. But so many other things are, people are unaware what is, the other things are happening. So that is the effect of Kali Yuga. So, if you want to be saved from this dangerous age, then one has to take the shelter of the process of devotional service. And especially, if you read Srimad Bhagavatam, then it will become more clear what is the truth. Because the Srimad Bhagavatam is like the sun, which has arisen to dispel the darkness of ignorance. Today also happens to be the disappearance days of Mahesh Pandit and Uddharan Datta Thakur. It is explained that there Mahesh Pandit was the seventh Gopal, Gopal of Krishna's friends, covered friends, and Uddharan Datta Thakur was the 11th. And they were the associates of Lord Nityananda. And Srila Prabhupada explains that how Srila Prabhupada's family is the descendant of Uddharan Datta Thakur. So we'll pray to these great souls that we attain devotion at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. And we'll end your class here. Hare Krishna. Anyone has any comments or questions? Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.